Chapter 2.
As you know, said Mr. Entwistle, I am the executor of Richard Abernethy's will.
I didn't know, interrupted Cora Lanskenay. Did he leave me anything?
Ignoring her, Entwistle continued,
Originally, Richard Abernethy's will left almost everything to his son, Mortimer. After Mortimer's death, Richard decided to get to know his nephew and nieces better before he made a new will.
Did he leave me anything?
Repeated Cora. Mr. Entwistle again ignored her.
Apart from a legacy to Lanscombe, everything Richard owned is going to be divided into 6 equal parts. 4 of these will go to Richard's brother, Timothy, his nephew, George Crossfield, and his nieces, Susan Banks and Rosamond Shane. The other 2 parts are going to be invested, and the income from them will be paid to Mrs. Helen Abernethy, the widow of his brother Leo, and to his sister, Mrs. Cora Lanskenay. After their death, the money is to be divided between the other 4 beneficiaries or their children.
That's very nice, said Cora Lanskenay. How much?
About 3,000 to 4,000 pounds a year.
Good, said Cora. I shall go and visit Italy.
Helen Abernethy said softly, How generous of Richard.
He was very fond of you, said Mr. Entwistle.
Helen said regretfully, I wish I had realized how ill he was.
Nobody expected Richard to die as soon as he did. Even the doctor was surprised, said Mr. Entwistle.
Suddenly at his residence, it said in the newspaper,
said Cora.
I wondered then. Still, it's been kept quiet very nicely, hasn't it? I think you're all right. I mean, it should be kept in the family.
The faces that had turned towards her looked amazed. Mr. Entwistle said,
Really, Cora, I'm afraid I don't understand what you mean.
Cora Lanskenay looked round in surprise.
But he was murdered, wasn't he?
She said.